Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Yeah. It sucks that there's two things to this. It sucks that Jimmy got hurt onto that lead.
Bricking for chicken, dude.
Right. Bricking. But here's the deal. And I say this to you all the time.
Wait. You're just going to ignore me just saying bricking for chicken?
Yeah. No,
because you know the game changed. As soon as he brickened for chicken, the crowd got into it. Caleb, you could have put us up 14. And instead, 6-0 run. You gave him free Chick-fil-A, and then all of a sudden, Nick Batum became the greatest shooter known to man.
Okay. That's just the ebbs and flows of a basketball game.
Oh, dude, it was a flow.
That's like, listen, when the Heat were up 14, what did you think? That the 76 was just going to lay down?
No,
you knew
I actually
there was gonna be some type of resistance.
To be truthful to you, at halftime, I didn't feel that great because I had actually thought the Heat should have been up 25.
Right.
And they are the worst, and I mean this lovingly to you guys. You're the worst collection of fast break players I've ever seen in my life. Like, I have never seen a team yak
layups
out.
Missed on both teams.
Oh, dude. I have never seen, but that's been all season. They are, you give them, first of all, it's basically the only way they generate offense is stealing the basketball. And then on top of it, it's a 50-50 proposition every time they get to the rim. They are right. The worst fast break team. The team that just throws up free points. Maybe. Here you go. Well, that has been a problem all year. So to be honest with you, I didn't feel fantastic at halftime, but obviously seeing how Jimmy was playing in the second half, you were like, woof, because he was very clearly just not the same guy.
Right. The other thing is that as long as I've been playing sports,
yep,
every coach will say this. If you don't take care of business yourself and leave it up to chance, you're at the mercy of the sport. As far as injuries, bad breaks, somebody get hot or whatever. And one of the things that bothered me about even being in this situation is you had a bunch of opportunities not to be in it.
Yeah. They put themselves in this position.
And not even be playing. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you open yourself up to one game sample, something going god awful wrong, and it's a terrible break.
Yeah, it is. It's you know, like it happens every year. Usually, some team is going to suffer their star,
right,
at a bad time, and you know,
last year was what, Giannis, right?
And this year, it's also Giannis.
Yeah, last year was Giannis,
and the Heat have actually, you know, the Heat have been forged. Like Jimmy's had injuries, and he's labored, and he's looked tired. But this is a different beast, and it seems like he's donezo. I mean, there, you know,
it's just a matter of, and here's all you need to know about that. It's just a matter of whether he needs surgery or not. Okay. He's not playing no more basketball this season.
Yeah, it looked bad.
But it's just a matter of if he needs surgery or not. Now, the thing that steers me away from that is that he still played. And you could be hurt, and those ligaments could be hurt. But if you need surgery, usually you don't have any stability, right? So, and that's just my own, like, I have no idea what, you know, he wasn't moving very well.
The second half, right, he barely was moving.
And so, from that standpoint, I was sad that Jimmy got hurt, but then I immediately got annoyed that for the last month and a half of the season, I've been hearing, we'll get him next time. We'll get him next time. And I'm like, at some point, you got to take care of business.
Agreed. You do have
at some point, you got to take care of business.
You want to know what the thing that is cruel about it, though? He's such a confounding player, because in that first half, the way he was playing defensively and the way that he was putting pressure on the rim, he mother bleeping almost got away with it again. And it's just like, yeah, if Kelly Oubre doesn't turn into John Jones on his knee, you know.
Not Kelly Oubre.
Oh, Kelly Oubre. Oh, that was a dirty play, dude. What are we talking about?
I'm not going to let
him. Flying all over the place like he's Bruce Lee.
No. You think he was trying to do that?
No, I don't think he knew what he was doing. He was sitting there kicking his legs out all over the place.
Oh, my God. Listen, we've come on this show.
Yep.
And I've told you plays I thought were dirty, right? That was not a dirty play.
There are plays that are dirty, and there are plays that are reckless. And that was a reckless play. Dirty is what Josh Hart did to Jimmy Butler last year. That's dirty. Well, damage is done. Who cares? I mean, like, he's not here. Like, what's the difference?
I know, but it's just that, like, it seems like every injury that is experienced by you on your team is some kind of illegal activity.
Oh, it was. It's nefarious.
I just feel bad. I feel bad for Jimmy.
But not as nefarious as Caleb Martin bricking two free throws for free chicken and lighting a fire under that Philly crowd. They were dead. They wanted blood. They were ready to boo.
They were booing their own team.
They were booing the holy hell out of their team. And then all of a sudden, some chicken nuggets got them happy. Oh, Nick Batum.
Oh, my. Wait. That dude, he looked like he was shooting free throws.
Ridiculous.
He just chuck it up. Now, but that's, again, in a one-game sample. And I said this before the game. In a one-game sample, something like that could happen.
Yep, it could.
That's the risk you take.
The thing is, though, like, yes, the one-game sample is Nick Batum, but the whole season sample is offensive meltdown. Like,
yes, Yes, they haven't been able to score. Like, you, I've never – listen, what's amazing to me is as many points that have been scored in the NBA this year, right, the Heat are the only team that would give you a 95-90-point stinker.
Oh, dude.
A lot.
But here's the – and the thing that's frustrating about it is – man, they're good on defense. Because, like, you sit
there. You can't score. Who cares?
Like, if you're Eric Spoelstra, you're thinking to yourself, and this is the thing where I feel like he might need to go on a retreat this summer and figure out, like, today's basketball. All right? Because he's a maniac and very clearly is a great defensive coach. And if you would have said, hey, we'll block the rest of this. I'm going to block your score. I'm going to give you their total of points and what Embiid and Maxey did.
Right.
You would have been like, we're good. But you are the most incompetent offensive team all year. It's so infuriating to watch that you have to go down watching Tyler Hero throw up like 50-50 balls from like all over the place. Dude still can't, like, he was getting pressure. As soon as they put Kelly Oubre on his ass pressuring him, like he's all kinds of like flummoxed. And, you know, it's just like you're living or dying by whether or not Tyler's shots are going in. It was tough. And it's not, I'm not putting all the game on him because, no, you know, what other options did you have?
Right. It got to a point where at least he was aware that if something was going to happen, he was going to have to be the catalyst behind it. Right. And that's, you know, that's just sometimes how games go. But he had a feel for it. He just didn't make enough plays. That being said, dude. Like, how can you play a season, right? An entire season and have these 90-point stinkers? Like, there's teams that are going to give you 100.
I know. No, they had games. They were with the likes of, like, the Hornets, the Blazers,
yes,
the Grizzlies with the lack of 100-point games they've had.
I mean, it was, and they kept saying, "Oh, we just got to play better defense. You can't play any better D. You held almost every team you played below their season average.
They were the third best defense in the league from, like, you know, I think February. Like, you got to score. You got to score. What?
Why did you say what's been the problem with this team this whole season?
What?
The crappy quarter.
Oh, the third quarter. Yeah, but
third quarter.
Here's the thing.
That was it. 12-point lead, and this was if that third quarter felt like it was the longest third quarter because I had to do the game. I was doing the game.
The thing is,
that was a long third quarter.
It was a long third quarter, and then it's one of these things though. Like the thing with the Heat this year, Vlad, is like you never knew when the third quarter was going to pop up, but it was going to pop up.
It showed up in the fourth quarter periodically.
But no, it showed up in the third and eventually carried on to the fourth.
Hey,
like, you don't, they scored 39 points in the first half. They scored 66 points in the second half.
DeLon Wright was nailing shots.
Hey, you know what was amazing? I'm watching this game and I'm going, how are you not beating a team when Joel Embiid is walking?
Joel Embiid had that play where he was so frustrated that he hadn't scored, that he shot a brick, rebound, goes to him, and then he just punted the ball by Kevin Love. I was like, man, I think this guy's done.
Right.
How do you blow that game?
Maxey didn't play
That's
well.
That's what I'm saying. Here's the deal. You will not get another game where both Maxey and Joel Embiid play like that. You won't.
Yeah, sorry, Vlad. I think we gave him your stinker for the next couple of weeks, so good luck.
Now we good.
Yeah,
we good. We beat them in five.
Five?
Yeah, I'm not afraid of Philly. I'm not gonna lie.
Wait a minute.
You know Tibbs hates Kyle.
Whoa. Vlad, listen, I don't give a damn about the Knicks either. But I'm not gonna let him get on you when for the last 4 years he's been Wild Heat Coyote heating five. Right?
No, I understand that.
If somebody else do that with their team, you gotta eat it.
Like, come on.
You gotta eat it.
I'm not eating anything.
Listen, you can't be mad at him. You've been doing it for 4 years.
I'm not. Yeah, but mine has been deserved arrogance. What does the Knicks fan deserve? Nothing.
That two seed. Look at that. Everybody was telling.
You guys got tanked into it. Like, you got gifted the
two seed. We didn't tank it. We could have just lost that overtime game. We
didn't. You saw how the Bucks and you saw how the Cavs played. Be real with yourself. Somebody had to get that two seed.
Yeah, we got it.
Nobody wanted it.
Hey, we got it.
Nobody wanted it.
We played 82 games with injuries.
Yeah, good for you. Congratulations. That is the Knicks banner they should put up. Hey, played 82 games in the regular season.
We didn't leave it to chance, Leroy. We didn't leave it to chance.
You got the same.
Congratulations.
We didn't leave it to chance.
Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
All right. So let me just give you the.
I was like, I get mad at the TV when I watch, like, just the inability to score. And I'm watching, that was a bad basketball game, right? Besides Nicholas Batum, that was a bad basketball game because I've never seen grown-ass men that are 6'10 and 7 foot get by the rim and never touch the damn rim.
I hated it like immediately too with the broadcast team because JJ Redick's sitting here fawning over how Joel Embiid just falls all over the place. That's a skill, Doris. That's a skill. I'm like, it is? Like, dude, hey, maybe if he doesn't do that so much, he's not like Mr. Tin Man all over the place.
He had a couple of JJ Redick had a couple of whoppers.
Do you understand what I mean though when I say it's nothing against him, but it's enough of him? Like, that's exactly what I mean.
I'm like, I look at the TV and I'm go, really? Really, JJ?
Did you realize they didn't really? But you know the thing? Like, they stink. Like, and that's saying something real. You know, they lose the two old Muppets. Mike Breen deserves better because, like, they're sitting there, and I'm watching, like, the last, you know, minute of the game, and Jimmy Butler's out of the game. They don't even acknowledge it. Like, they just realize, oh, yeah, like, with 10 seconds of, like, hey, Jimmy's not out there. I'm like, you guys really just noticed that? He wasn't in for the two inbound plays. You didn't notice that he wasn't on the floor? Doris Burke, her move. Oh, my God. Did you see that? Yeah, Doris, he dribbled the ball. Mike Breen deserves better. Anyway, not to lash out, which I will do all show. And if you guys want to lash out, 305-567-0560. I'll take calls today.
I am pissed off they lost, but I'm even more pissed off that they were in that situation. I can't tell you. I can't. And that's because, again, playing sports my whole life, the worst situation in the world to be in is being put yourself in a situation where the other team gets hot or make a couple of big plays and you're out and you still are sitting at home watching them saying we were better than them. Right? It's the worst. But you can't be mad because it's sports and you put yourself in that situation. So I don't want to hear about, oh, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're doing. No.
Wizards.
No. Sports is sports.
Sports is sports. Words mean words.
But it's true. Anything can happen in sports. I don't care how bad your team is or how great your team is.
You know what it is, dude? Listen, for 2 years they've been playing with fire. Last year, they were the carny who could juggle the flames and never got burned. This year, they were the guy at Santa's Enchanted Forest who asked for assistance from the crowd, and that dude didn't speak English, and he got lit on fire.
Fuego.
I actually saw that happen, by the way.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. That guy was like, he's like, who wants to help me here from the crowd? And I'm like, and like some guy goes up with his Zippo lighter. That dude, there was a language barrier and was not very helpful. Dude got a little grizzled on his shirt.
A little charcoal.
A little charred. All right, so here's the injury update as of now on Jimmy Butler. Although there are some conflicting reports. But last night, Jimmy Butler, if you saw the video of him leaving the arena, really, really bad limp, had a protective sleeve put on. Shams reported last night, Miami Heat star Jimmy Butler feared to have an MCL injury in his knee. Injury could sideline him for an indefinite period. MRI to come. Shams then reported an hour ago and said the expectation is Miami's Butler will be out multiple weeks, sources said. Butler remarkably played the final three quarters against the 76ers, now feared to have an MCL injury. Not really, like, I don't think he has an MRI, but Ira has reported minutes ago, and he said, Jimmy Butler at this moment has yet to be evaluated. At this moment, he has yet to see the Heat doctor. While the seriousness is apparent, even he is awaiting word. So We all think it's going to be bad, but Ira's just letting you know. We don't know that it's bad yet.
The fact that they're not in a hurry to do the MRI means they pretty much already have an idea of how bad.
He ain't playing tomorrow. I mean, that's very.
No, but I'm just saying. Usually, because here's the deal. A lot of times they'll say, let's let the swelling go down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you get to that point, you already know, and you're just hoping that it's not the worst case scenario, right? If they thought that there was a chance, he would have already had an MRI. Hell, it's 10:30. He would have had an MRI first thing. You know, he would have been first in. Doctors would have been evaluating that MRI and talking to Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Right? But the fact that they're in no rush means that there's probably some swelling, and they already have an idea that it's going to be a minute.
We'll take a quick break here on the program. Obviously, a lot of heat tears. You guys can come laugh at me. I'm here for it. All right.
I'm not going to laugh at you. I'm not gonna, see, here's
not
the
you.
Y'all let Kyle Lowry beat you, man.
Ah, stupid. Dude, that one roll of that, though, I thought was going for the lead, that would have killed me if that one would have went in. But if
Kyle Lowry, what if Kyle Lowry had shot the ball like Batum?
I can't.
That would have been. Oh my god!
He might as well have, because he had two great turnovers where he has the poke behind from Jaime Jaquez that leads to the three, and then the stupid backcourt violation where him and Batum cheated to shove Tyler Hero to the backcourt.
Did they call it?
No, but they cheated, dude. Okay. Cheated.
This is why you gotta be like that. I know you upset. I know you upset the Heat loss. I'm upset too, right? But it like don't. So the officials cheated you in this.
Just on that play that Nick Batum cheated.
Hold on. How about this one? Yesterday, as bad as that game was, Philadelphia was better.
Take a break. Take a break. 305-567-0560 if you want to get in here. 305-567-0560. We'll get to some of your Heat calls next. Welcome back. Tobin Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat lose last night by 1 to the Philadelphia 76ers, 105-104. They will now await the Chicago Bulls, who it was a kind of a close game for like halfway through the third quarter, then doors blown off. Kobe White went off.
Kobe White went crazy with all that hair.
Yep, and he's going to bring all that hair to the Kaseya Center tomorrow night for the Heat's season being on the brink. Jimmy Butler, we are awaiting word on his injury, but my medical opinion is not great. That's how I feel like we're at right now.
Good medical opinion.
Let's get to some calls here, Leroy. You want to hear from some Heat fans? Me too.
Not if I don't. If I hang up on them, if they give me some BS excuses.
Okay. Cap, what's going on, Cap?
Come in.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Listen, look,
Leroy, it's
not about excuses at this point. This is not a Miami Dolphins scenario. You have a situation here where you have a Triple J. You got a Euro guy that you can use out of the he's perimeter based. He can go inside, play defense. But no, you guys want to play this running gun style, which is fine if it was 3 years ago. You got pretty much. You guys don't want to hear the fact that Embiid pretty much handed you a plate, and that plate was empty, and he just broke that plate on top of your head and screamed "Opa!" You know what I'm saying? Like the guy is a 7-footer, which you don't have.
He's not.
You
the
had
Greek
a PJ
freak.
Tucker, which ironically enough is with Philly. You had Kyle Lowry's pretty much laughing in your guy's face right now.
Yeah, he probably.
You got a Martin. You got a Triple J. You got a Eurostep guy. I mean, you don't have no big guys. Granted, that's the position the Godfather put us in, but I'm not going to question him at this point, being we have rings. But damn it, man. Stop being afraid of getting a big guy, knowing this is a big guy league. You got 7-footers shooting threes. Let Bam do his thing. Give help to Bam with size. I mean, we got shooting guards like crazy, and it's not working. At this point, use your strength. Right. You got rookies out there that can shoot and defend. Use them. That's why you drafted them.
All right. Thanks, Cap. Appreciate it.
I would say this.
You got a Starbucks thing in your mouth? What is that?
No, it's a stopper. Yeah. A coffee stopper. I had in my coffee.
All right.
So here's the deal. I will agree with him from this standpoint. Joel Embiid had an average game. And you didn't put any pressure on him to make that matter, right?
Yeah, the only guy who really did was Jimmy before Jimmy got
right.
hurt.
And the other thing is that he wasn't even going into the paint and trying to put pressure on you.
Nope.
You see what I'm saying? He was, while you talking about all of the guys, while he's talking about all the guys that he would put.
Part of that was zone, though. Part of that was zone. They made that difficult on him. Like, you got to give the Heat credit on that, too. That's not all just, oh, Joel Embiid didn't have a good game because he was having a bad game. Like, the Heat did some of that, too.
They got flustered as a team until they started putting pressure in the paint.
Well, right? I mean, to be honest with you, I would agree. I would argue that what loosened things up was Nick Batum hitting crazy threes.
Right. No, that, too. Look, if you play zone and you get beat by the three, you like.
Yeah, I mean, like, people are like, oh, the zone was crazy. It was like, yeah, they hit like two threes in the first half, and they were cooking the ball all over the place.
Right.
They couldn't get the ball to Joel Embiid. It really did fluster them, but then when they started hitting it, well, listen, if you're gonna die by Nick Batum hitting threes, like, someone's going to get open looks. Like, if you would have told me on that court last night, hey, Tobes, someone's got to get the shots. Tobias Harris, Tyrese Maxey, Kyle Lowry. Or Joel Embiid or Nick Batum. I'm like, Nick Batum. Go ahead, baby.
Right.
Killed us. Will, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Eh.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Jimmy said they want to do it the hard way, so they're making it even harder. Because let's look a little bit ahead now. It happened. We lost. This is why... Riley does not play young players. This is where the veteran gets in. But let's look ahead. We can still make it to the first round. Chicago is not that great, so we might be able to trade them. But I got a scenario for you.
Yes.
Jimmy's out for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We make it to the conference finals, but we lose. That means we're beating Boston without Jimmy. That means we're beating the second round without Jimmy. Or...
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy comes back for Game 7 against Boston. Which one would you rather? And we might make it to the championship with Jimmy coming back.
If Jimmy,
but that's not for sure.
If Jimmy came back and somehow eliminated the Celtics like a hero, if that were to happen, yeah, you're gonna feel like you could get past anybody.
Yeah, Leroy. I think we lost Leroy.
I know he's beside himself.
No, If that were to happen.
If that were to happen, yeah, of course we would be back. But
stop
I don't know if he's coming back for the playoffs.
Yo,
stop it! Hold on.
Yeah.
Why, after what you saw the last month and a half of the season, when it's coming,
mm-hmm.
and we still waiting, now you projected it even further out?
Yo, it's just time, dude.
Look.
Hold on. Let me give
good
it.
Good for you guys. Good. Look.
This guy went in my special box, man. Listen, he was on something.
I'm going to just say like this. I played too many games of football, baseball, and basketball earlier in my life to know that if you rely on the things that these callers have been talking about, then, like, yeah, no.
Oh, great. I can't wait to hear this one. Hey, Richie.
You stinking Heat fans, man. I love it. Since 6 o'clock in the morning, I've been listening to you whining, stinking Heat fans. You deserve this. Everything that's happening to the Heat, you deserve. Stinking Tyler Hero.
What does that mean? What do you mean we deserve it? Why do we deserve it?
Shut up, Toby, while I'm speaking, okay? And then you talk about you want the smoke. You want the smoke from the Knicks?
You must be so thankful that you're going up against that bum and Embiid who never gets past anybody. Nobody must have been thanking themselves that Jimmy Butler's leg doesn't work more than you.
Vlad, bad. You're wrong. We're going to sweep Philly. And if we would have played you stinking Heat, oh, man, it would have been great.
You were thanking. You must have gotten down on your hands and knees last night, thanking your basketball. Thank you for taking Jimmy out of the playoffs. He can't hurt us this year. Oh, you know it. You and Ben Stiller, the two of you. The two of you, Richie. Oh, thank you. Jimmy can't hurt us this year. Thank you, Kelly Oubre. You guys probably want to send Kelly Oubre an honorary jersey.
That was that was top call of the year so far. Best call of the year so far.
Vlad, I knew.
You knew Richie was going to call.
Such a bastard. My whole thing was, how is he going to start? Right? And he started as only Richie could.
But when he told
stinking Heat, man.
And when he told Toby to shut his mouth and let him talk.
Shut up while I'm talking.
And Toby did. That was great.
Like, one more, Bill, this segment. Wrap us up, Bill. What do you got, buddy?
Hey, morning, guys. I hope I can get through this without sobbing. But all the excuses, all the stuff. It only comes down to one thing, as far as I can see.
Okay.
Leroy, you were right.
Oh, get out of here.
Listen, it's not a matter of being right.
Oh, you love being right.
No. Here's the deal. There is nothing. And here's the thing. There is nothing that I said about the Heat that was not true. That's it. Like, I didn't say anything that was wrong. I didn't say anything because I was a hater. I basically said, this is what this team is. And you never want to go. And who's the guy who, wait, from the beginning of this, what did I keep telling you? You don't want a one-game sample. You don't.
Did you have Nick Batum on your board?
It's a terrible situation to be in basketball.
Did you have Nick Batum doing this to us?
No, it doesn't matter, but that's exactly what can happen in one game samples. Okay, you think Atlanta thought that Kobe White was going to go for 42?
Kobe White's had a very good season.
Not 42?
He's had a very good season, though.
Okay, he ain't scored 42 all year.
Career high.
Right. You see what I'm saying? One game samples are terrible. Can I just tell you? When we go to the playoffs in football, do you not – and let me explain you how just terrified coaches are about making sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, right? Because it's a one-game sample. It's torture. Anything can happen. I don't care how bad your team is or how good your team is. They're NBA players too, and one of them could get hot, and you're like, who the hell is this guy?
Nah,
you don't want to be in that situation.
I'm pretty sure I know what happens. I'm pretty sure Patrick Mahomes wins.
Always.
I think that's what
always
happens.
Well, okay. Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll see more Heat fans lining up to call. We'll get to you guys in about a few minutes. Take a break. Back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You the love of my life. I'm about to take you to the top. Hip-hop to the top.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Oh, you know what my dogs did this morning?
What?
Took a crap?
No, so I was chasing iguana. Getting ready. I got up this morning, and the dogs were, you know, in the house or whatever. The roofing guys came over, right? And so Zeus went, opened up one of the doors, and they went out there and met them at the gate.
Wow.
And what kind of dogs do you have?
Labs. They ain't going to do nothing.
Okay.
He probably went and got a Frisbee and say, play catch. Right. Serious. I'm serious. Right? Now, the little one, the Sheltie, he's a biter. He ain't having it. Oreo ain't having it.
Schmeathen says this blueprint is going to get blown up by Vucevic. That is so perfect. Yeah, he is an OG heat killer. That is for sure.
Oh, but he couldn't hit water from a boat last night.
If he dials it up though for the play-in, he's like, I remember this. The Heat. Yeah. Look, there's going to be time to do it. Look, if things do end on Friday, there'll be a whole time to do the autopsy on this. Right now, I'm just bummed because of the way yesterday went. And mostly I'm bummed because of Jimmy. Like, Jimmy's hurt.
Yeah.
And it could, you
regardless
know.
Of what happens, I want, regardless of what happened, you want to be able to go in with your full complement of players. Right?
Of course.
You can deal with that.
Which, by the way, they still didn't have last night. They didn't have Terry and they didn't have Duncan. You know?
Okay.
Which is a bummer. Like, Duncan Robinson, I'm going to be like, Leroy, Duncan, up to that back injury,
he was probably one of them. Between him and Kevin Love, they were more important on that team than a lot of people think or realize.
Absolutely. And you know, to not have him was a bummer. And so Terry, too. Like, Terry was playing great basketball. And, like, you saw with Tyler yesterday, like,
he needed someone else.
Yeah,
Bam was nowhere to be found. And, yeah, the way Terry was playing before that injury,
yep,
Terry would have helped you win that game last night.
Look, I'm not taking away from what Leroy's point is, like, to be in this position because you've had enough in other games where you should have been in a better spot.
If you beat Washington.
Washington, the Grizzlies, for sure.
Washington and the Grizzlies. Well, the Grizzlies with eight guys. Ugh. So let's not, like, yeah, man, it is what it is. Like, you can say, here. Here's what you never want to do. The more you expose yourself to sport, the higher your chances are of getting something like this happening, right? So think about this. If the Heat had only played 82 games, we'd be talking about the playoffs right now. We wouldn't be talking about the play-in. But in that 83rd game, something happened. Unfortunate as it is. But you did this to yourself. You like competition? I like winning.
Do you think Spo believes it to himself when he tells the media yesterday, we just got to do it the hard way? Dude, you've been doing it the hard way for 2 years. Don't you ever want to, like, just, you know, put yourself, kick your feet back and be like, hey, you know what? It's nice to be the 3 seed. Ever? No? I don't know. Smitty, what's up, man?
What happens is that you can't use the anomaly, right?
What's the anomaly?
You can't use the anomaly, 8 seed going all the way to the finals or a play-in team. You are in an anomaly, and you're trying to make that the norm. That ain't going to happen.
Well, like, this is the whole thing. Is like they definitely had a point last year when they got to that. Like, how were you going to – like, the damn league knew what the Heat did last year, that they were going to be in a spot. Like, they had to make up an in-season tournament because the regular season was becoming – insignificant. But, you know, maybe as an organization, this will put a different feeling on it. It did happen, you know, after the second year when they got the doors blown off them by Milwaukee. They came in. They were the one seed the next year. I know Kyle Lowry wasn't the sexy acquisition that everybody wanted, but it worked that year. It had something to it. This year, with the injuries, with everything, with it feeling like they didn't really ever panic because of they could always rest on what they did last year. And you really can't, you know, you can't say they're not going to do it because they did it last year. But now it's like, well, if you get bounced, you can't say it, but like you can't also tell them that it's not true either.
You're taking a once in a lifetime situation and say, oh, it could happen again.
Leroy, but like when you get advice all the time, but you pull things off, like when everybody, if you have a bad habit, do most people kick the bad habit early or do they kick it when it usually like really bites them in the ass?
When it really bites them in the
ass. So that's like, yes, I understand what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying from their standpoint, from Jimmy Butler's standpoint, they're going into this and like, yeah, but come on. We don't respect any of these teams.
You can't like, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like the team that came back from a 28-point deficit and then the very next game go down 28 and think, oh, we did it last week. We can do it again. No, dude. In sports, there's anomalies. There's things that only a few people in the history of the sport have done.
You can't try to use
that as the norm.
Get your hands off your knees, Joel. It's the second quarter, for God's sakes. You're not tired.
Hey, so here's this guy. Oh, he caught. Jackass. Leroy, is that why your NFL career faded away from exposure? I'm like,
what?
Dude, I played 11 years. What as a running back?
Jesus. Smitty, what's up,
how's
buddy?
How's that fading away?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's that? Whoa, that tone. Hey, man, you sound terrible.
Hey, first of all, Tobin, thank you very much for mentioning about fast breaks. We've got to be the worst team out there that knows how to do fast breaks.
It's incredible. They make up new ways to blow it.
Somebody said something.
It's ridiculous.
My gosh, how many times you guys are going to do that? And Leroy, thank you for last time I was on the radio. For some reason, I said 6'10", 6'11", 6'12". I burned that on that pink pill I took in 78 at a concert. But listen, bottom line, the Heat should have never been in this situation from the very beginning. If they would have took care of businesses against certain teams and guys not taking days off, they should have never been in it. They could have easily been the third seed. They could have easily been the second seed. There is no ifs or buts about it.
Yeah, right,
I blame certain guys that did not step up. I blame Bam. I don't know. When Jimmy got hurt yesterday, Bam, where were you? You're supposed to be the guy to step up. I know you were playing defense on Joel, but Joel was, like you said, he's on his knees. Barely surviving.
I'm not saying Bam doesn't deserve blame because, you know, obviously you're the max guy. Here's what I would say for Spo. Like, bro, you got to get – like, because when Kelly Oubre is pestering and giving Tyler Hero that hard a time getting the ball up the court, let Bam bring it up. Put the ball in his hand.
See if they put Joel on him.
Yeah. Like, let's go.
But you know
what? Thank you.
Here's what I would say is that I said before the game, you're asking Bam to do a lot. As far as Joel Embiid, he's out there with Oubre. He's out there on the point guard. He's on everybody. I'm going to give him a pass on the offensive end because of what you're asking him to do. Unlike any other person on that team, you're asking so much of him on the defensive end. Now, the way that works is somebody got to pick up his slack on the offensive end.
Yeah, and Tyler Hero can get hot from shooting, but he's got one move around the rim. It's the floater. Yeah. That's it. He's got one move. That's it. Like, hey. Jaime was going right at Joel. Didn't work every time, but he was going at him. He was trying.
The float mingo was inactive yesterday.
Oh, the float mingo needed some more shellfish. That's how they get their color, Leroy. Charles, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Hey.
What's up?
I'm disappointed as a fan because of the outcome. wanted to play the Knicks, seed in five, if that was the case. I'm disappointed for Jim because he took all this time off and everything, and look where we're at with an injury. But I'm mad at the Heat. I'm over this stuff with we want competition, we take the hard way. Enough of that nonsense. You should have never been in that game to begin with, and Jimmy would have never gotten hurt in that game. It's different if you're in a playoff game and somebody gets hurt. Well, you're playing bonus games that you shouldn't even be playing with. They messed around and found out, and the whole season could be over, and this whole playoff Jimmy is going to be a laughing stock.
They did that for
a while. So I
got to
give Leroy a lot of props. We did that to ourselves. We can't blame nobody but the organization, the coaches, and the players because they made every cut to get to this point instead of taking advantage of the season and beating bums like Washington. They let a bum who's older than I am, Batum, smoke them just in the one playoff game because that's exactly what Leroy said happened. And I gotta give Tobin props, man. You can't miss those two free throws, Caleb. Come on, bro. You can't give him free chicken and momentum. You can't do that.
Leroy, that free chicken fired their asses up.
Vlad.
There's some good calls today.
I'm going to pull Allen Iverson. We talk about free chicken?
We talking about chicken?
I will say, Brickin.
We're not talking about cheesesteaks.
The first words out of his mouth this morning were
stinking chicken.
And Caleb, the tenor of the game changed when you gave him that free chicken.
It did. He misses those free throws. They go on a 7-0 run. Changed everything.
We talk about chicken.
Brickin, their whole contest is called Brickin for Chicken. You're not Boban. Don't do that, Caleb.
Oh, my goodness.
I've heard it all, Leroy. I've heard it all.
Yeah, man. Hey, this is like, it's funny for me because as a player, if I ever said some of this BS to a reporter, they would flip out, right? I can't say none of this as a player, but as fans, this is like, I'm like, wow, this is a different side. Like, this is the other side of that. We can say all this stuff. But if Jimmy come out and say, I wouldn't even been in that situation if Caleb wouldn't have been breaking for chicken.
You know, he thought
right,
it.
Right?
Oh, dude,
like, that just sounds crazy.
There's no way that somebody didn't mention it on the team plane last night to Caleb. Be like, really, dude, the chicken? But it probably was like Nico. He goes, Brate, you change game. All of a sudden, we lose. Free chicken. James, what's up?
No, you were fired up too because you, Mama Yovi, texted us last night.
Oh, well, because he was going like right at him. Look at him. He's D'ing up Embiid. He should have played more yesterday. Honestly, they should really hand the keys of the franchise to him. James, give us wrap us up here this hour.
Oh, my God. I don't even know if I can wrap you up. I have 1,000 thoughts on my mind right now, but oh, my God. Obviously, losing Jimmy for multiple weeks, so pretty much the rest of the year, is the biggest gut punch we can get because we felt like we were pretty good against New York, did a good match against them. Going to this Boston team, I know we kind of have Boston's number and they do fear us, but without Jimmy, it's obviously hopeless. But we got to play a game, it's one game at a time. But what I'm looking at this is, I know you want to talk about the current situations. How do you not look at the future here? Like Tyler, you go into this fifth year, I love Tyler Hero to death. And I think he's awesome. I think he gets too much hate on the media when he's crap. And he gets a lot of love when he's really good. I love Tyler to death. But Jimmy going into him being 35 years old, you got to look at the bigger factor here. Obviously, you can't rely on everyone staying healthy all year because that's not going to happen. Maybe they're going to have to go out and get Donovan Mitchell from Cleveland because he doesn't want to be extended. It seems like New York might be the only team and Miami that he would extend with. But as much as I love Tyler, it might be time to just break up this big three. And I'm very happy what I've seen from Tyler this year. Duncan has been unbelievable. Terry is really coming to his own. It sucks that he got hurt at just this wrong time. This is the most consistent Bam I've ever seen because usually he can get in his head a little bit when he's having a bad scoring night and it gets bad for a while. But I've never seen Bam with so much confidence. Jimmy does what he usually does during the regular season. Then he'll catch fire, and he was catching fire last night, but
you do have a lot of thoughts, James. We got to wrap it up, buddy, but I appreciate you, all right?
Sorry.
Hey. No, you're good. You're good. You were good points.
Hey,
You can tell he's been that guy did not go to sleep last night.
He didn't go to sleep.
He didn't go to sleep last night.
It sounds like he took 17 no dos because he didn't want to forget his thoughts. Because you know, he said, "I know Tobin and Leroy, they gonna open up the airways. I'm gonna be ready, popping no dos, drinking." Y'all don't remember that soda back in the day, Jolt?
Oh man,
Jolt,
woo,
Jolt. It tastes like Coke, but it was like 17 uppers were in it.
No, it tasted like Coke, and it made you feel like you had a Coke. You were taking Coke. That's why it was called Jolt.
All right, we'll take a break. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!